You're listening to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, only on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back here at the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, and in this segment, we have with us a licensed wildlife rehabilitator right here in the studio. It's Cheryl Connell Marsh from Nottingham Equestrian. Welcome back to the show, Cheryl.
Thank you, Lee.
Oh, we're glad to have you. Cheryl, the reason that we brought you back is I remember the first time I came out to meet you, you were feeding a squirrel with a syringe who you had rescued. So when we were talking about who's the person that deals with wildlife and saving them, you came to mind. So can you share with our listeners the different types of animals that you typically rescue?
Right now, that so far this summer, I have raised baby squirrels, baby rabbits, baby chipmunks. As far as squirrels, we have three squirrels here in Michigan. So we have red squirrels, we have gray and black squirrels, and then we have the fox squirrels. I also raise fawns. Right now, I currently have seven fawns, and I do all different kinds of birds. Right now, I have four baby bluebirds, a kingbird, a blue jay, three sparrows, and then also I have a vireo.
Okay.
So, a wide selection.
So it sounds like you've got the rescue zoo going on over there.
Pretty much. Every room of my house and my yard and my property has animals in it.
I think one of the reasons I wanted to make sure you came back on the show is, boy, I'm at the crossroads there at the pet store, and I don't know. We have nothing to do with wildlife rehabilitation, although because we do work so much with animals, you know, they think we might. You know, because we know how to raise baby birds for, you know, tropical baby birds and such. And wow. I mean, it's just one of those things that there's an endless demand for that particular idea. You know, there's no profit in it. So you don't see institutions setting up. It's definitely a community-based help these animals out. And nobody, just nobody knows where to turn. Nobody. It's just crazy. So, you know, you may have gotten a few of those this year from referrals. So thank you very, very much. You have relieved a lot of stress on my shoulders. But I think you have a more important message to bring forth because prevention is 3/4 of this situation. There are maybe steps that people can take and numbers that they can have ready for themselves, but steps that they can take to kind of help prevent the need for so much rehabilitation. Is that correct?
Exactly, Rick. In terms of the number of animals that I get, when I talk to people on the phone before they bring the animal in, I would say probably 50% of the cases I'm able to talk to the people and explain that the animal has not been abandoned or the bird has not been abandoned. And what they need to do is watch and see if a parent comes back for them. That's especially the case with baby bunnies because the parents only feed them twice a day. And so they'll call me and say, well, I haven't seen a mother come to the nest and the babies have been there. And I'll say, well, unless you're up at 6 a.m. and unless you're watching there at dusk, you're not going to see the mother. She's going to come in and feed them and leave. And the same thing, especially with fawns. It's amazing the number of people that say, well, this fawn's bedded down and it hasn't moved. And I said, and it's what it's supposed to do. It is not supposed to move. The mom puts him there, says, stay there while I go off, and then she comes back for him. They're not supposed to move. So especially in the case of fawns, I say, okay, watch them. If they're still there in the morning, give me a call back. And I would say in that case, 90% of those never call me back.
Okay.
Mom's come, taken the fawn.
Okay.
And there are the ones that I have now, they've been, you know, the mothers have been killed or the babies are in such poor condition that you can tell that the mother isn't coming back for them. I just recently got a fawn where he and his mother were on I-96 and the mother was killed by the car and he was injured. And so right now I'm taking care of him and I noticed yesterday that he just seemed a little odd. So I had my vet come out and look at him. And in fact, from the accident, he's hopefully temporarily blind. So right now I'm dealing with a blind fawn that I have to show him where he has to go to eat for the greens and the leaves. And I have to bring the milk to him in a bowl and show him, you know, and then give him a little bit of a basis of what his parameters are in that deer pen. And then the other deer are kind of helping him too. But you're dealing with those kind of situations, the things that you say, I've never seen this happen, then something new happens. I mean, just the number of experiences I've had with animals is just amazing.
Now, is there a protocol for release? You're licensed, so there must be a protocol. How do you what just give us an idea what you go through?
You start out, obviously, in any kind of animal that you're doing, you start out with a small enclosure, and it's a lot of care and a lot of hands-on experience. And then gradually what you're doing is you're trying to get the animal so that they progress to a bigger area, or the bird, the same thing. Mm-hmm. So you're getting bigger cages. Then you're starting to introduce their natural foods. I buy like 50 pounds of nuts in the shell so that the squirrels learn how to crack open the nut. And I start out with it cracked a little bit for them, and then they have to progress to it. Then I have huge indoor cages in my basement that the squirrels move into. And then they're connected to outdoor cages as well, so they learn to go indoor and outdoor. And then the outdoor cages have doors on them so that then eventually when they're released, all I have to do is open that door, but they can still come and go. They can come to a place they feel comfortable and then go. And then with the deer, it's the same kind of thing. They start out in a small enclosure. Then I have a huge deer stockade for them. I'm always bringing in natural foods for them. Last night, I came out of the field across the road from my house, and I was like a mass of grapevines, and this car came down the road, and they looked really slowly at me like, what is this? And I just smiled and said, I'm just feeding my fawns, and I carried the grapevines over. So you just build it up until they get to a point in people will say, well, you've raised them. Aren't they going to be tame? Well, you have one or two individuals that's just who they are.
Right.
They want to be with you. But the majority of them, once they see that freedom, it's like, thanks, but here I go. And people say, isn't that the hardest thing in the world to do, to raise these babies and then let them go? And I said, it's actually the best part of this job. When you see that, it's how could you keep them in a cage?
Cheryl, I admire you so much. Wow. Did you just hear all that, Lee?
The amount of
effort she goes through.
No, I believe
that is amazing right here, here down the street, your neighbor.
I believe every bit of it, Rick, and the only thing that I think that she's missing is from some of the squirrels I've seen in East Lansing, she needs some kind of a weight management program. Because I have seen some of the fattest squirrels in East Lansing.
We need to bring we can maybe recommend a treadmill.
Something like that.
Anybody want to donate a squirrel treadmill?
But Cheryl, the one thing I do want to get to before we let you go is, can you please give your contact information? Not that you want to, but for all of these people, because I agree with Rick, there's a lot of demand, and most people don't know where to go. And a lot of people are rescuing animals because they don't understand what you've just described, and we need to get these animals saved when we can. So how do people get in contact with you?
They can either call me at Nottingham, and they just call the barn. And the wonderful thing about that is there's somebody always at the barn answering the phone. So like a lot of rehab centers, they aren't going to talk to a person. At my barn, you're always going to talk to a person. And that number is area code 517-351-7304. They can also get on my Nottingham Equestrian Center website, and that has a link to the Nottingham Nature Nook for them. And then in addition to that, they can get on the Michigan DNR website, which is www.michigandnr.com. And then they just look up licensed wildlife rehabbers. That lists us by our counties, and then it also indicates what we do, what animals and birds and reptiles and amphibians.
The treasure trove of where to go. We've been talking this morning with Cheryl Connell Marsh, who is a wildlife rehab specialist from Nottingham Equestrian. Thank you for coming on the show, Cheryl. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Lee.
Rick, we've had a very interesting show once again, talking about a wonderful amount of subjects. But for anybody who missed it or wants to hear it again, we really want to encourage you, go to our website at www.1320wils.com, where we've got previous shows, and you can always listen to this week's show while it's streaming live. And you can also email us at mmpets@1320wils.com. And Rick, I have to tell you, our appearance on YouTube has just continued to grow and grow from our previous interview. It doubled in the last day. So hundreds of people are listening to our interview on YouTube, and you can go to our Facebook page. So lots of ways to get to us. So on behalf of our producers, Nick Casey and Holly Rotter, and my co-host, Rick Pruce, this is Lee Cohen saying thank you for joining us. We hope to see you again next week. And please, for gosh sake, will you take good care of your pets? We would sure appreciate it. Have a great week, everybody.